What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning and happy Saturday to you all. I'm going to go right to the callers because I have a whole bunch lined up. I'm going to go to area code 702 first. Let me get her on the air. Hold on. Hello, 702.
Hello.
Who's this?
Hi, it's Mona. Same name as you.
Hi, Mona. All right, what is your one specific question for me?
Okay, here's the thing. David Perog, for many months now, I've been trying to figure out his race, and because I used to go clubbing with his wife now named Cheryl, who's a nurse. However they met, it seemed like some kind of a deja vu because I knew another lady that did the same thing. So I want to make sure if it's he was a bartender or like some billionaire in Hawaii. They live in Hawaii Kai now, and she's a nurse at Queens Medical Center. And is David Perog Russian, and what is his career over there? How did they meet? Was it at a of course, it had to be at a club. It had
okay,
to be.
Okay, so hold on, Mona, darling. This is a question about you, not about somebody else. So what question can I answer about you?
Oh, no, I was hoping it'd be about them.
Well,
I already
why?
Know about me. Well, the thing is, it because the problem with me is that I've been hiding in the dark. Because it's just so embarrassing that I'm a virgin and they've carried on with being a mom. And for me to call them, it's going to scare the living daylight out of me. Because, you know, you have to go straight to the people. I mean, you can't, like, you know, you can't be calling somebody to ask for the information. But it's just so embarrassing for me to, like, say, hey, how have you been? So how did you meet him? Because I used to go clubbing with them, but the destiny went all kinds of direction. I'm like, in preschool, I feel like I never grew up. I never got ahead, Mona. So why not? I mean, I need to know, like, if they met at a club. You know, like, simple questions like that. It's just going to be hard for
okay,
me to
but
keep
I,
up now.
See, here's the thing. I don't know how they're...
They
okay,
met?
I'll say it this way.
He looks very
the way
like
your
German
cards
out. Like, yes.
Hold on.
Go ahead, Mona.
The way... Okay, can I finish?
I'm sorry, Mona. I'm sorry.
All right.
But I'm just so...
Give me a minute.
I'm overwhelmed. I can't believe I got through. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, hold on. Let just... Be quiet for a second so that I can tell you what I'm getting for you. First of all, anybody that you've ever met that's not in your circle right now is actually not supposed to be in your circle right now. What's really amazing about your cards is if you can stop distracting yourself with these people that are not even around you right now, you have the best card in the deck. You have a card here called, and I want you to look this up on the internet, it's a card called The World. All right, it's the best card in the deck. So there's a pain card, a you trying to compare your life to everybody else, and this total commitment for you to move forward, all right? So anything connected with the past is not what's going to help you moving forward, Mona. What it says here is that this is old pain, all right? And, you know, you glazed over the fact that you're a virgin.
Yeah, they
okay?
hurt me all right. Mona, those girls, they're pretty nasty with the comments.
Those are,
I didn't like
okay,
those.
But
they hurt
sweetheart,
me. Yes, thanks.
Then those are not your friends.
They're not.
So here's the thing.
And they took
when
the
I'm
bread
getting...
and butter. They used to say, you know, Mona, one friend of hers named Frances, she goes, she used to look people and say, oh, you like Foreigner. She used to make fun of like me liking foreigners instead of Filipino. Look what happened to Cheryl. She was always stuck with Filipino boys. She ended up with a guy that looks, my goodness, looks like an actor, looks like a James Bond, like
okay.
Russian
oh.
out blonde. That's
Mona,
not fair. That was
not
for
me. Sweetheart, the biggest problem you have right now is that
mm-hmm.
you think that your life is supposed to be different than it is. And
mm-hmm.
the biggest problem you have right now is that you're comparing your life to what other people think or what other people are saying. That's where you're going a little bit awry, all right? Your path
or maybe
is
it's just that
you.
I'm not meant to level up because I look so premature. I'm not like all woman out there, very gorgeous, attractive. They got no health
okay,
obstacles.
Sweetheart,
meanwhile,
mm-hmm. okay, well, hold on. Stop judging the quality of your life by what
right.
other people say or do. See, as
okay.
soon as you can get into your power again and realize that
mm.
your path is unique to you. See, one of the things I know about you for sure, is how frickin' smart you are. And I'm really wondering why you haven't directed that big brain of yours towards something like, I don't know, psychology or nursing, because your brain moves that fast. That you actually
right.
do really amazing things when you're in a stressful place, all right? You've always done amazing things. So
because
the
families
fact...
are my competition, and I'm
okay.
on a,
no,
on
no,
a 24
no,
hour
you,
basis.
Okay.
They
oh,
hurt me. They don't.
Okay.
They don't
no,
want
no,
me
no.
to see succeed.
Okay, Mona, I want you to go get
mm-hmm.
the book, The Four Agreements. Go get the book, The
yeah,
Four
but
Agreements.
Mona,
no, sweetheart,
I
back
need
up,
to know
back
if
up.
My okay.
Okay, I got to tell you this because I only got a couple minutes with you on the radio. What I'm trying to tell
Fonzie
you here.
I want Fonzie back, the old flame.
No,
I had two questions
for
you.
He's not the person. He's
the black
not the
guy,
person.
The 50, his birthday is on the 22nd of November. He'll be 51. And I met him when I was 47, 48. He was telling me, don't go with any people. I'm the only one for you. And I go, who says who? The whole world, baby. So, you know, I fell madly in love with him, but he's with Erica now, the Romina. I had too
right.
many questions for you regarding
one.
Him.
Mona, he's not the one.
Will I ever
I'm
see him again?
This says no. This says no. So I hope that
and
helps.
And I can't
I
even
go
ask about
caller.
Cheryl, too? I cannot ask
no, sweetheart,
if Cheryl.
I have to go. Thank you for your one question. We'll talk soon. Thank you.
No, there's no.
All right, I'm going to go to area code 920. Hello, 920. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. My name is Penny. Thank you for taking
Hi,
my
Penny.
Call.
Hi, Penny. What's your question
Hello.
For me today?
I'm wondering what you see coming for. I'm looking for a long-term committed relationship, and I'm wondering what you pick up on that.
So the biggest thing that I'm getting with you is that, first of all, right smack in the middle of your cards, it's saying that you're finally ready for a real relationship, which is interesting because up until now, you hadn't made the decision, Penny, that that's what you wanted, all right? So what
mm-hmm.
it's saying is that you've got this card of blooming into your potential. Now, it says that you actually meet someone incredibly important to you through some sort of learning or class environment. So it could be that once people can actually start gathering in the rest of the United States for classes and learning and experiencing things, what it's saying is that's how you meet this person. So one of the things that I'm getting with you is I want you to open your mind and your heart to this every morning when you wake up. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Wake up and say to yourself, and when you find yourself doubting yourself, say this phrase to yourself, I'm open to my blessings and ready to receive.
Okay.
Because that's
I like that.
All you have to do. I'm open to my blessings and ready to receive. Because here's the thing. According to this, you're ready for that relationship. You're actually ready, and I'm going to say it this way. You're ready to not be afraid to be committed and loyal and loving to one person. So because you're actually finally intellectually, spiritually, emotionally ready, all right, all you have to do now is open the vibration of receiving, which is why I'm asking you to say to yourself, I'm open to my blessings and ready to receive, okay? Because
okay.
Everything else you've got wired. Everything else in your life is exactly where you want it to be. So you truly are looking for a partner in this lifetime. So I'm not worried about you at all, love-wise. But if there is any classes that you want to hone a skill or two, like if I were to take an actual classroom class, I would go take Excel because I messed up a list that I had been working on for something like 4 years because I didn't really understand Excel. So I'm just telling you, anything that you feel that you want to learn, whether that's something technical or whether it's something physical, like if you wanted to learn indoor rock climbing, you would show up and have someone show you how to do indoor rock climbing. But the reason I'm telling you this is it's some sort of a class, some sort of classroom environment, training, certification that you end up meeting this person. So I would seek it out because what it's saying is that you don't end up alone and 2021 is your power year for romance. So I'm actually pleased to tell you that.
I'm really happy to hear that.
All right, Gal Pal, thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you, Mona.
Bye. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
I've got somebody here from the 917 area code. Hello, 917. Who's this?
Hi, happy Saturday. My name is Tina from New Jersey.
Did you say Tina?
Yes.
Hi, Tina. What's your question today?
I would like to ask about my relationship with my boyfriend, Todd.
All right, let's see what's going on with you and Todd. Hold on.
Thank you.
All right, so the biggest thing that I'm going to tell you right now, by the way, is Todd, is he a water sign? Is he a Pisces, Cancer, or Scorpio?
No, Capricorn.
Okay, so here's the funny thing about your Capricorn. You got to remember that Capricorns, though they are usually pretty amazing in bed, sex is not a bonding thing for them. Intellectually is a bonding thing for them. So it's not like there's probably a really good sexual attraction you got going here with Todd. But the way he's going to bond with you is by you having experiences with him where he knows that he can talk to you 40 years from now. You see, it's the more experiences you do with him, like going to the farmer's market, like going to any activities you do together, taking him on a picnic. Those are the things that are going to bond him to you. Because I will tell you that once Capricorns actually let you into their heart, they are the most loyal sign out of the whole zodiac. But if it feels like it's a little back and forth right now, that's not your imagination. It's because it's not sex. It's not how great you guys are in bed that bonds you together. It's everything else. It's cooking together. It's going for walks together. It's going to the beach and just sitting quietly and having a nice glass of wine. It is the experiences that you do with a Capricorn that actually bond them to you. Do you see what I mean?
Yes.
Okay, I got to tell you something else because there's this water sign man coming up very strongly in your cards. So while you are doing experiences with Mr. Capricorn, I would keep your mind a little open to this water sign man that's making his way to you, Cancer, Scorpio, or Pisces. There's a man coming towards you that actually is a little bit more on target about ready to be in a committed relationship than Mr. Capricorn. Mr. Capricorn is going to be a long fuse. It's going to be the long game. So Capricorns won't tell you they love you until they actually really love you.
Oh,
you see what I mean?
Great. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to my doctor. I didn't want him to think, you know, I was arrogant, but oh yes, I love intellect and I made him wait. We didn't sleep together. So this is perfect. You are on point.
Okay, so but here's the thing. The universe is going to send you a choice. You're going to get a choice. So it's going to be Mr. Capricorn or Mr. Water sign here. Because what I'm getting is that, again, the more experiences you do, the more things that you learn together, the more powerful this relationship is going to be. Okay? And it's the long game. So the fact you're already setting it up that way, I'm incredibly proud of you, Tina.
Thank you.
All right, sweetheart. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Yeah. You have a great day.
Okay, bye.
You, bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 708 area code. Hello, 708. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Barbara.
Hi, Barbara. What's your question for me today?
Well, what do you see for me going forward, just in general?
Sweetheart, that is a full session question. That is me going off into all areas of your life. So I need a specific question on a specific area.
I don't know if you don't do health or career.
Career would be lovely.
Okay, good.
Let's concentrate on Barbara and her career, all right?
Okay.
So the very first card that comes up in your reading is your own intuitive ability. And what it's saying here is that any career or job that taps into that, which would be obviously, you know, connecting with people intuitively, whether that's psychology, whether that's nursing, whether that's sales, or whether that's actually doing a reading for someone, what it's saying is your psychic gift, your own intuition, has helped you moving forward in lots of ways. What it's also saying here is that there's a new adventure being presented to you. I don't want you to rush it, okay? It's a little scary, the new adventure, but it's the thing that your heart really wants you to do. And in addition to that, what it's saying is that it gets presented to you very easily. So because you've been in the habit, Barbara, of doing things the hard way, when something is presented to you easily, you have a tendency to not trust it. Okay, because you've done things the hard way most of your life. So when this is being presented to you, this idea, this new opportunity, and I actually think that it's going to be presented to you before the end of this year, which means you would start it in 2021. What it's saying here is that this will be the most satisfying aspect of your career. So whatever's going on now, it could be a promotion that it's a little scary because now you have to manage people, or it's a brand new opportunity that's being presented to you. And it says here it's being presented by a man that has brown hair and blue or green eyes. And it's a card of a gentleman that is this is not romantic at all. It is connected to your career, but somebody that is paving the way for you to actually be in a more purposeful career or a more purposeful energy than you've been in before. So hope that helps, Barbara. It's a big stuff. Big stuff.
Yeah, because I really want to do energy work with animals.
So there's your intuitive gift stepping up. Right? So it might be that what you do is for a volunteer, you might go to one of the local animal clinics or one of the local veterinarian or rescues and actually go and work there as a volunteer and do your energy work connected with those animals.
Oh, that would be fine. Yeah.
Right. Because the cool thing about it is not only would that help you develop and focus in your own intuitive ability, but it would also show you that this desire you have is not a fluke. It's not a fly-by-night sort of passing idea. When you can actually sit with these animals and make them calmer, and for example, if you were to get a feral cat to actually allow you to pet the cat, that's a huge achievement for a feral cat. Do you see what I'm saying? So for you being able to do that, that's how you gain the kind of experience, because it's not just the desire, it's the actual doing. So I'm totally on board with that idea, Barbara. All right, gal pal, thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from, I'm going to go to area code. Oh, did I do that one all right? Oh, no, another 917. Hello, 917. Who's this?
Hey, Mona, this is Teresa. How are you today?
Oh, hi, Teresa. What's your question for me?
Okay, my question for you is this. I'm going to be applying to MBA school in the fall of 2021, and I'm trying to see, is it better to go on weekends or is it better to take the Saturday class?
Sweetheart, are you...
No.
Okay, are you still there?
I'm still with you. I think that's another line that I'm still here.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I realized that I didn't totally hang up on the last person, Barbara. Okay. So here's the thing, is that my immediate reaction to your question, and I just want you to think about this for a second. My immediate reaction was, why do you need to go to a master's program when you already know what you want to do?
Yes, okay.
Because now I'm going to turn the cards over. Because what I'm getting here is that this is not about you needing more education to get what you want necessarily. So I'm not sure that spending the money or the time is actually going to serve you to a much higher capacity than what you already have now. So I guess what I'm going to say to you this way is that if you could, instead of the choice of how you're going to take the classes, I actually would like you to concentrate on instead, well, gee, how can I get what I want without going for the master's program?
Mm.
Because the card smack in the middle of your reading is a card called Courage, and it's the major card in your reading. Now, I use the Osho Zen Tarot deck. And the Osho Zen Tarot deck pictures courage as a daisy that has grown beautifully into full maturity between rocks, right? So there was just enough water, just enough sunlight, just enough nutrients for roots to take hold right there between those rocks, right, and grow. So this daisy, here's this beautiful daisy between rocks, right? You can't help but notice the daisy because where it grew. Do you see what I mean? If that daisy was in a field of daisies, you'd never see it. But because it grew there, because you grew exactly where you are, because you grew where you are, you can't help but be noticed. So, Teresa, I would rather you say to yourself, well, gee, how can I get the career opportunity that I want without the master degree? Because according to this, you can. And I'll tell you, the vibration to get what you want has nothing to do with more education. It has to do with you working your political environment to your benefit around you. So tell me the dream job that would be the goal after the master's degree.
Wow. I didn't even begin to think of it like that. So currently I do work in the Department of Finance. I work in the business tax division.
Right.
So, yeah, I work there. I mean, I can go back to acting school. That's another choice. But,
Okay. See, here's the thing is that this says you've already earned the credential. You're already exactly where you need to be to have what you want. So I personally wouldn't spend the money on a master's program because we don't want you now to be overqualified.
Ah, I see. Okay.
So here's the thing. It's saying work the political environment to your favor. So it doesn't mean that you can't do commercials or acting in addition to what you're doing in your day job right now. It also might be that because you're very good at connecting with people, why wouldn't you think about, because you have a knowledge of finance, why wouldn't you think about opening your own tax preparation service? That maybe your preparation for that would be you get a part-time job at H&R Block, learn how to do taxes, and then you start your own side business doing taxes for people for the first 5 months of every year and make a couple hundred thousand doing taxes.
And then
you spend the rest of your year doing the acting and the commercials and the photo shoots.
Nice. Okay.
I want you to think about that. Because I don't think you need the master's degree to get to the ultimate goal that you want to get to.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
See you later.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.